West Ferguson in Shenandoah, your Case IH dealer in Shenandoah.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 30 minutes, half past the hour of 10 o'clock. How about that? It's 71 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak, and I have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Jeff Slater. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well. Nice to meet you, too, by the way.
Nice to meet you, too.
I've heard a lot about you, and it's all good for the most part.
Know about that. There's another Jeff Slater floating around, too.
I got you.
That's an ongoing joke.
I got you. So it's a pleasure to visit with you, and we're going to talk about a concert, an event that's coming up here in the future, June 13th. So what, a week from Saturday?
Yep.
Is when that's coming up.
Next Saturday.
Tell me big picture. I want to understand, Jeff, how did this come about? How did you get involved? This has kind of evolved over time. I want you to walk me through it. Tell me about it.
Well, Wilson Rocks is the name of the concert, and the reason it's Wilson Rocks is we named it after a little guy. He just turned 9 years old, Wilson Barth from Shenandoah.
Mm-hmm.
He just turned 9 last week. Excuse me, but it's a childhood cancer benefit, basically. Yeah. And last year was the first year we threw the Wilson Rocks party, and we raised funds to help Wilson and his family out with all the costs that are associated with fighting cancer, not necessarily the medical costs, but I'll tell his story first.
Yeah.
Couple years ago, I'm not going to get all the dates and everything exact on any of this, but Wilson was having all kinds of pain in his left leg, and the doctors weren't figuring out what it was initially, and then eventually they found out he had Ewing's sarcoma in his left knee. Mm. And he had a couple of options. He could undergo multiple operations to try to save his leg, or they proposed that they could do a rotationplasty.
Okay.
And lots of things about Wilson amaze me. I say he's the toughest kid I know, and I'm not exaggerating. He was 6 years old when this hit, and at 7 years old, I believe he had just turned 7, he made the decision to have the rotationplasty done on his leg.
Wow.
Instead of multiple operations. And if you don't know what a rotationplasty is, I don't blame you. I didn't know, and I've looked into it quite a bit. There's some good videos that I found that explain what is done, but they basically removed the portion of his leg from above his knee to down above his ankle, and they removed the portion of his leg where the tumor was,
mm-hmm.
and then they brought up his foot and ankle, rotate it at 180 degrees and reattach it, and all the nerves and everything are still intact. He can still wiggle his toes and use his foot. And
wow.
His ankle joint is now his knee joint.
Wow.
And he calls it his kneecle. And so if you're looking at, I've got a good picture on my phone of him. He's sitting in a chair with his legs out in front of him, and you're looking at the bottom of his foot is what you see.
Yeah.
And his heel is essentially his knee. And then his foot will kind of fit down into his prosthetic. And
wow.
It's pretty amazing. And he gets around like no other. It doesn't seem to slow him down much.
I'd like to meet him sometime. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And him making that decision all on his own.
Yeah, that's one of the things about him that amazed me the most. I can't imagine, you know, I was trying to figure out which pair of jeans to wear this morning.
Yeah.
And he's 7 years old trying to decide if he wants to have part of his leg removed.
Wow. You wish that no kid that didn't have to be a thing, but it's just the fact of the world we live in. It's unfortunate.
Yep.
But this, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, the whole idea here is this was kind of started to help with, as you might imagine, with something like that, there are tremendous expenses involved.
Oh. Yeah,
but it's kind of helped him to do stuff that's beyond medical expenses, right?
Not just the medical costs that are involved with this. Things, all the travel back and forth to Minnesota, to the Mayo Clinic, and I think they doctored in Lincoln a lot, and Omaha, and constantly on the go, and a lot of the insurance doesn't cover food and lodging on the way to and from, and then. You know, Devin, she was, she basically left her job, you know, for a year to deal with this. And Austin, all of Austin's coworkers gave up their PT time so that he could, you know, miss as much work as possible to be with the family. And then not just Wilson's story, he has two little siblings too.
Yeah.
Newton, KK, and they still have everything going on in their lives with what, you know, kids' activities and
yes.
sports and,
yeah.
And cars break down and home well, repairs. And
you know, all of the other, I'm going to do this in air quotes, the normal things of life continue.
Yes.
But then you have this that just overwhelms everything. And so you can, I can't imagine what all that must entail.
And I've been asked, you know, as far as my involvement in wanting to help do something with this, you know, well, what made you want to do this? Well, for starters, Wilson is one of my daughter's best friends.
And yeah.
He's a really good kid, and that's why I wanted to help, because he's a good kid.
Yeah.
And it could have just as easily been my kid.
Yeah.
And it still could be. We, you know, God forbid, we don't want it to happen to anybody else, but it happens, and if it does happen to us, then maybe somebody will step up and do something for us too. But
so that was successful. That last year was the first year for that, for
yep,
the
yep.
for the concert.
Yep. And we and it was kind of interesting getting that started. Asking for help, I guess, is hard. And there was a Facebook post maybe that some of the other sources of help, of mm-hmm. assistance, you know, things run out. Some of these foundations or organizations will help for a year.
Yeah.
And then it's done. And this doesn't stop after a year. It keeps going on for the rest of his life. And so there was a Facebook post that was kind of bumping the Venmo mm-hmm. site, and if anybody wanted to help out to pitch in. And I'd mentioned this idea doing a concert the summer before.
And for the record, you're involved. I mean, you do. You're a musician.
Sort of.
You know yeah. that world, right? This is what you do.
I play some gigs around
yes.
Southwest Iowa.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And have a lot of connections anyway with that.
Yes.
But I had mentioned doing a concert. We went to a carnival-type fundraiser that they had down at Turnbull Daycare Center, and it was awesome. They had all kinds of games, and tons of families showed out for that. But as we were walking around, I kept thinking, man, there is a lot of, for lack of a better term, my crowd, you know, the
yeah.
people that I hang out with on Thursday nights and Friday nights that I see, you know, where there might be 100 people at the Depot or the 518 or Matt's Attic or, you know, Malvern.
Yeah.
And I said, we should have a concert and get all these people, you know, make this the cause. And that was late summer, two summers ago. And I realized real quick, it's hard to throw a show together like that. Bands are booked.
Yes.
Like a year in advance, bands are booked.
Uh-huh.
And so when this Facebook post was made, I believe that's how it was, I got a message from my wife, and she said, hey, did you see this Facebook post? Maybe it's time to think about doing this concert you mentioned. And a couple of other friends, Amanda Branson, who is who's a big player in this, mm-hmm. On our board, she messaged me as well, and so did Casey Johnson, all three of them at the same afternoon. So yeah, let's do it. So when they suggested that, I said, okay, well, you're helping.
Yes.
And that would have been in March last year. And I started reaching out to bands. And the first thing I wanted was to make sure Gas and Grass was involved.
Uh-huh.
You can't have a rock concert in Shenandoah without,
you gotta have Gas and
without
Grass.
Gas and Grass.
Yes.
They are the rock band.
Yeah.
And we kind of scheduled it around them with what they had available, and Fridays after 5 at the Elks worked out for that. That's Northwest Bank and Wilson Insurance sponsored that. So I talked to them, I talked to Gas and Grass, I talked to the Elks, said, hey, can we hijack Fridays after 5 and have this big concert? And typically there's a really good attended Fridays after 5 would be like 150 people or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that we hoped that this would be a lot bigger than that. And we ended up having a little over 350 people, I think, come through the gates for that, which was great because it was 101 degrees, I think, that day.
You're right.
So it was hot, and the community still showed out for that. And we had an auction that raised a ton of money for them. Everything was donated for that or purchased and donated. We had the cattlemen, Page County cattlemen, came and did ribeye sandwiches and burgers and dogs and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
We had the SMC, their staff showed up, and they brought an army of volunteers to help with it. The Elks, with their facilities, they had to do some extra stuff, get porta potties, things like that, to accommodate the crowd. But all in all, it was a huge success. I didn't field any complaints about last year's event. If they did, they were whispering it behind their backs. But
so it was successful.
It was.
So you said, you know what? We're going to continue to do this.
Yep. And we said, we had our little post-concert meeting with, there's about eight of us involved, and we all met up and had our money counting party, I guess you'd say, which is fun.
Yeah.
And figured everything up. And then we had a barbecue with Wilson's family, and all the kids got together, and we had a little family barbecue and turned over all the funds that we raised to them. And we talked about this at that, at that barbecue, at that meeting, and said, hey, we want to do this again. And nobody wanted to be more involved than Wilson's family and Wilson himself. And he wants to help other kids. And
that's awesome.
And I know, I recall his mom saying, you know, we want to be on the other side of this.
That's awesome.
And help other families.
So ultimately, Jeff Slater with me this morning. And by the way, I need to say that this is typically a time that people will be listening to Dr. Brady from the mill. She said, I'm going to send Jeff out and let him talk about that. So thanks to Dr. Brady and the mill for
doing
that.
Huge thanks to her. She's been
awesome.
Great to us.
She's awesome.
Yes.
We need more Dr. Brady's in this world. Yeah. That's what I've said many times. So Wilson's Way is it's pending 501c3.
Yes.
At the moment. That's the foundation.
Yep.
And then the Wilson Rocks is the concert that you're organizing and putting on, correct?
That's the event. So, and then all the funds from that are going towards Wilson's Way.
So so the Wilson Rocks concert goes, the funds of that go to Wilson's Way, which is a pending 501c3. So I would say, too, that people can donate, people can do whatever, because this is a good thing that is going on.
Yep,
here,
we're up and going. Our website, wilsonsway.org, it's our website, but it's under construction. It's not going to lead you too many places yet, but that'll be up and going soon. We do have a PO box that if anybody wants to send anything to us, PO box 51 in Shenandoah.
Tell me about your board members.
The board, again, all these people were involved in last year's event, but at the very top, Devin Barth. We made her the president of Wilson's Way. And then Austin, her husband, is also, Wilson's dad, is also on the board, along with Amanda Branson, who I mentioned earlier, Leslie Brooks, Danny Maher, myself, AJ Lyman, and Casey Johnson. And all of us have children that are friends with Wilson. And that's kind of what brought us all together to do this last year. And then when we decided to do this, Wilson's Way Foundation decided that'd make a pretty good board.
Let's talk about this, because now you have on June 13th, which is a week from Saturday, June 13th, Dr. Brady's going to have a market.
Yep.
The street's going to be closed down. The whole vendor, and she has said on air that all of the money raised from her vendors, she's going to give and donate to this whole cause.
Yeah.
And so come down.
She typically has, I think she can fit, I don't know, probably close to 25 vendors in the inside the
mill. They squeezed 28 one time.
28.
So there you go.
So, and she provides a table and a nice tablecloth and a couple chairs and sets everything up in the air conditioning in there for them. And she came to us and offered to give the proceeds from the vendor fees to our organization. And then, with this being the street dance environment, and we're closing down, Railroad Street's only two blocks long in Shenandoah. It's the block in front of the mill, in front of Margaret's there at the mill, and the block in front of the depot, between the depot and Cat's Coolers, and we're closing both of them down on the 13th. And so from noon to 4, there's going to be vendors inside the mill, as there usually is, for her vendor markets. And then we're going to have vendors set up outside, and that'll be a reduced vendor fee. I think it's only like $5 to set up. And you bring your own table, bring a tent, bring whatever you want to set up out there. I know she mentioned several vendors expressed, you know, that they wanted to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
So since we decided to do that, I said, well, let's do some live music earlier in the day, too. And this is kind of the kind of stuff that I do. We'll set up a smaller PA and get a, you know, solo performer up there to strum a guitar and sing. And we've got a few guys lined up to do that as well.
So that'll be during this time frame.
Yeah, that's during the vendor market from noon to 4. And I can't promise we're going to have music that entire time. But they'll be, and if there's not somebody up there performing live, we'll have some tunes blasting for them to to enjoy. But we'll set up a little stage by the Everly Brothers house, I suppose, is a good spot for us to do it over there in the shade next to the historical museum. And people can bring lawn chairs and hang out. We'll have some tables and benches set up out there. We've got a food truck coming down.
Okay.
The 221 Grill from Council Bluffs coming down. I know they've been here in Red Oak a few times, and they have a couple events coming up after ours. I think they're down here for Junction Days.
Yeah. So the market is from 2 until 4, and you'll have, like you said,
noon to 4.
Noon to 4, sorry.
Yep.
Noon to 4. And then you're going to reset and reload.
Yeah.
At 5:30 to 11, you got a street dance and live music.
Yeah, several of us will probably be dodging traffic on Sheridan Avenue because we're not closing down Main Street.
Yeah.
We are going to put up a stop sign there that's not normally there and some cones to kind of grab everybody's attention.
Slow everybody down a little bit.
Down.
You bet.
But we'll be running back and forth between this vendor market event earlier in the day, and then we'll be setting up, closing down the street and setting up the stage. We're using Bill Hillman's, as if he's not a great enough person.
Yeah.
He's letting us use his big stage.
Thank you to him.
Yeah, he's owner of the depot. If I can't imagine nobody.
I think most people.
I can't imagine
know
nobody knows who Bill Hillman is. But we're going to set his stage up across from the depot, kind of tucked next to Cat's Coolers, which is under new ownership now as well. Bill was the previous owner for that, Bill and Deb. And they recently sold that. Sajda, she said she's going to try to be open. I'm not sure. She said she's going to be up and operating, but they're going to continue to do ice cream and coffee and treats and stuff. So hopefully they're open and can be a part of this event. But regardless of that, she's been gracious enough to, you know, allow us to, I believe we're going to be able to pull power from her building for the stage. And
so, children 10 and under are free.
Children 18 and under. I think kids are free.
Oh, that says 18. And
yeah.
Under. That says 18. I should put my glasses on.
$10 for adults. Kids
you
are
know,
free.
And there's no limit, right? I mean, you're not going to sell out.
No.
But I would say just keep in mind if you can, you know, kick a little more into it because this is a great thing.
Yeah. And we will have.
Yes.
Last year we had some buckets. Strategically placed buckets
with our
logo on them
and
people can throw a donation in there.
Good.
And if you can't be there, you can send a donation, anytime really. I mean, this is going to be a year around.
And this is going to go, it all goes back to this whole cause, right?
Yep. Everything goes to Wilson's Way.
Are there sponsors that you need to mention with this?
There
Jeff?
Are.
So who's helping you with this?
So we reached out to a few businesses locally to see if we could get some funds to help sponsor the stage and the bands and the costs associated with that. The stage belongs to Bill. He's donating the use of the stage, but there's still a lot of costs involved there. And matter of fact, we're doing some repair work to it. Probably after I leave here.
Okay. you have work to do.
Yeah, but McNeely Garage Door Services out of Shenandoah, Gil and Kim were the first ones to jump on board to help us out with that. They're
good
always
people.
They're
good people.
Great people. I heard heard their name advertised as I walked in the door here. Uh-huh. They're helping sponsor this. Jim Hughes Real Estate. They were a big, they helped out a lot last year with both donation. And then Jim came to our event, and without even being asked, I noticed he was right there front and center helping run the auction.
Yeah.
And I believe he paid $750 for a pie. So
hopefully
Jim's there again because we have a few more pies.
More pies.
Community First Credit Union is another sponsor. And glad to have them on board as well. And then Wild Rose Chevrolet. Those are our four kind of main stage sponsors for this. Shout out to the depot and the mill as the venue for the event. Matt's Attic on the south side of Shenandoah. He's another huge promoter of music in our area. He is sponsoring the acoustic music. They're the smaller stage at the vendor market earlier in the day.
Sure.
So shout out to Matt's Attic on that. And then a couple others I just want to mention real quick is the Greater Shenandoah Foundation. We do have them set up to act as a fiscal sponsor. Due to the 501c3 not being, complete yet. So I'd like to thank them and the Page County Community Foundation. We received a grant from them this spring to help with some of the costs to put this event on. So
thank you. Know what? It takes a lot of people.
It really does.
It takes a lot of people.
It's a lot of work to have fun.
Yeah. And help people.
Yeah.
I mean, the ultimate goal of that is helping people. And then, okay, let's talk about the bands for the event itself. Tell me about the bands you have lined up.
This is the part I'm the most excited about. I mentioned Gas and Grass, and they're fabulous. I posted earlier.
I have an OG original Gas and Grass green T-shirt.
I bought the rest of
that I wear with pride, I have to tell you, too.
The last couple of years, I've texted a couple of their band members at when I'm doing my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve, and I'll say, hey, do you guys have any t-shirts left? you have six of them left. I'll take them. They're great. And they've been together for, I think this is their sixth year together as a band. They started when some of them were in eighth grade and,
I've heard the story.
It's great.
Yeah.
They have a great story. Their first gig was one song in the middle school parking lot. And, I'll try to get their names without forgetting any of them. Jack Murren is the lead singer, and Davin Holstey on bass, Drew Morlock on drums, Brayton McFarland on lead guitar, and the latest addition last year, I believe, Ellie Holstey, Davin's younger sister. She just finished her freshman year of high school, and she plays electric rhythm guitar, and they are all top-notch musicians. I made a comment on a post the other day that I said, you're not going to find many other bands that have been playing together for 5 years and they're all still in their teens.
I also joked
the couple of the most popular bands in this area, Riding High and the $2 Pistols, and I said Gas and Grass has more experience playing together than both those bands combined because they started when they were in eighth grade, seventh grade, and now most of them just finished their freshman year of college. Jack just graduated, and Ellie's going to be a sophomore. So.
Cool. It's cool. So Gas and Grass will be there.
Yep, and they rock. They play a lot of 90s, a lot of stuff from when I was their age is what they like to play, which is great.
Yeah,
they play their parents' music, it seems like, and they crush it. And then I'm really excited. Gallivant is coming down from the Omaha area, and they're a three piece. They call themselves a three piece riff based rock band, and their talent is just amazing. They're just a three piece, and all three of them can switch instruments mid song, and it's hard to tell who the drummer, who the lead guitar player, who the bass player is because they're all so talented. On their instruments. Joe, Sam, and Dakota are coming down, and then they're gonna help do the sound and lights for the event as well. And they just got back yesterday from uh, They were touring the West Coast. They went out through Colorado,
cool.
toured up and down. I think they had like a 2-week West Coast tour with a gig almost every day. And they just got back yesterday. They've toured the entire country. So we're thrilled to have a band of their caliber come down and do this.
The cool thing is, just for participation, if you just go to this event, go to the market, go to the event that night, you're going to have fun.
Oh, you're yeah.
And you're, I mean, you're just going to have a good time.
If you don't, it's yeah, there's something wrong with you.
But the better part of it is that you're helping a real need and hopefully growing something that grows into something pretty special.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a cool thing you're doing, and I love to see it year after year and starting to grow and help people in need. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part about the whole thing.
Yep. And I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on every weekend now. It was hard to pick a date of when to do this.
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to pick something and throw the caution to the wind and hope everything works out. I know there's other bands performing. There's other shows in Southwest Iowa that evening. There's another concert in Shenandoah that afternoon. They're having a Christian rock concert. Mm-hmm. You know all about that. Mm-hmm. I heard the interview yesterday on the radio about that, so we'll give them a shout out too. Is it Fellowship Christian Church?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've got, I believe, 3 bands lined up to play that from 4 to 7, I believe.
Sounds about right. I should know those details, but that was yesterday and I've forgotten already.
hopefully their event is well attended as well, and everybody goes down there and listens
you
to
can do multiple things.
Yeah,
you know?
Listen to a couple hours of music and get primed up, and then if you think, hey, you know, I need some supper, maybe we'll head down and hit the food truck or the depot and listen to some more music, and both are for a great cause. And if for nothing else, it's for awareness.
Yeah.
And community awareness and to get people thinking more about this. One of the driving forces behind this is to some of the non-medical stuff that we're trying to help families with. I know Wilson got to go to a couple of camps last year that he might not have gotten to go to without some help from the community pitching in. And one of them, I saw a photo of it, of all the camp attendees lined up, and there's, you know, maybe 20 of them, and every single one of them had the same operation he's had.
Wow.
And it blew my mind. And his mom wrote a nice, you know, a mm-hmm. nice little story about it. And I couldn't even talk. And I pointed it out to my wife, and I was like, that's why we're doing this.
Absolutely.
For stories like that.
Absolutely.
And so hopefully there aren't any other kids that we need to do this for, but
you know what?
We know there's probably going to be, and we just lost, I was following Caden Fry from Glenwood's story.
Yeah.
Found out in January he went to the doctor not feeling good and found out he had stage 4 cancer, and he fought a really hard, fast battle, and he passed about 2 weeks ago. And you know, we're not quite set up to do what we want to do yet.
But you hope to eventually be able to do
that,
though, right?
Yes, that,
I mean, that's a goal.
When we had already had a couple meetings of what we wanted to do, and then when Caden's story came about, we're like, this is why we want to do this. And we were able to, we sent something to his memorial fund. Right. They started a scholarship fund for Caden. So if you're interested in that, look up Caden Strong as well and help that out.
Very good. Jeff Slater with me. All right, Jeff, it's a good thing you're doing. It's a good thing. And I know that there are a lot of people involved, but
Absolutely.
You're here in front of me. And we've mentioned, I think, the people we need to with that. But if you have the opportunity, say thank you, participate, donate, go get something to eat. Shop around,
yeah. There's
and have fun. That's all you really have to do.
Get
and
down
help.
There's all kinds of good stuff. This vendor market's an awesome thing. Anyway, when there's nothing else going on that day, it's an awesome thing.
Go get some cinnamon rolls or
I
something.
I was excited. I stopped in there at her last vendor fair, and I got there about 10 minutes before they opened to talk to Margaret. And I was like, ooh, the cinnamon rolls are out already. That's the only time I've gotten there early enough to get those.
You got
to
be pretty quick to get those.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
All right. Jeff, it's a pleasure to visit with you.
It was great visiting with you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
And it's our pleasure, and I hope it is just successful beyond your wildest dreams.
Yeah, I hope the same thing. I think the last, I don't know how accurate the weather forecasts are this far out, but I checked it and it said 85 and sunny. And I
let's
can
go with that.
I can handle that.
Let's go with that. So. Sounds good. Make it a great day, Jeff.
You bet. You too. Thanks.
Jeff Slater with me this morning. And again, we do want to say, Jeff, we do want to say thanks to Dr. Brady for,
absolutely,
for this
she's,
time. Certainly
she's
appreciate
done a,
that.
She has done a lot for this cause.
You bet. Very good. Make it a great day. Jeff Slater with me this morning. Currently, it's 10:59.
For the most complete insurance coverage.